Graphic video, two elderly women stabbed at San Francisco bus stop. By Amy Furr on May 8, 2021. Two elderly Asian women were stabbed this week while standing along San Francisco's Market Street, according to video footage obtained by ABC7's Dion Lim. I was also provided an image of the x-ray showing the weapon used. It was still inside Mrs. Chui Fong's body at the time it was taken, Lim said in a report Thursday. In the clip, the suspect was seen approaching one of the women from behind before allegedly stabbing her. Once she moved away, the suspect appeared to stab another woman holding a brightly colored bag. Warning, graphic video. There are others standing nearby, yet these two seniors were the ones the suspect, Patrick Thompson, allegedly chose as victims, the article continued. Thompson has a criminal background including assault with a deadly weapon likely to cause great bodily injury from 2017 and 2019. Records provided to me show Thompson was let out on mental health diversion in the fall of 2020. He was supposed to be behind bars for his previous charges for 25 years to life. Following the incident, police identified Thompson and arrested him a few hours later in the 600 block of Eddy Street. Cron reported, adding the victims were transported to the hospital and listed in stable condition. However, the suspect reportedly failed to appear in court on Friday. The suspect, Patrick Thompson, was scheduled to be arraigned on two counts of attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse. Officials said the case is continued and Thompson will be held without bail due to his failure to appear in court, according to Cron. If convicted, prosecutors said it may mean a life sentence. Lim shared a picture Friday of Fong recovering in her hospital bed. Family members created a GoFundMe page to help cover her medical expenses. As of Saturday afternoon, the page had raised $126,721 of its $50,000 goal. San Francisco is my home and my grandma's home. We need to feel safe where we live and not in constant fear. Please keep her and our family in your thoughts and prayers, the page read.